She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today, well, is winter.
It's winter. It's cold.
It's cold. But some people like to keep busy and active in the winter.
Yeah, there's lots of fun things to do, like sports, for example.
So our lesson today is about winter sports.
Okay, so the setup is basically we have Laura, she's from China, and Bob, who's from Canada.
Oh yeah, he's a Canadian.
And basically they are going to be talking about all kinds of different winter sports.
Right, exactly. So let's dive into the dialogue.
All right.
Bob, do you know how to ski?
Yes, Laura. My parents used to take me skiing every winter. I also love snowboarding. What about you? Do you ski?
No, I've never tried, but I'm going to a ski resort over Chinese New Year. I think I'll sign up for a few lessons.
You should. It's such a great sport. Do you skate?
Very badly. But my daughter's learning figure skating. She loves it. Does it help to learn skiing if you know how to skate?
I think so. I learned how to skate first by playing hockey. I felt it was helpful.
Oh, that's right. You're from Canada. You guys are serious about your hockey.
Yeah, it's basically our national sport, like what ping pong means to China.
I grew up in Shanghai. We hardly get any snow, so there's very little chance to pick up any winter sport.
Now you have a great opportunity. By the way, whereabouts is the ski resort you're going to?
It's in Hebei. The next Winter Olympics will be held there.
Oh, that's right. I should check it out.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Laura and Bob.
Bob.
Right away, Laura asks Bob, do you know how to ski?
Okay, so many Canadians know how to ski.
We do, because we have lots of mountains and it's cold.
It's cold, yes. Mm-hmm. So skiing, of course, is when you have two sticks on your feet and you go down the mountain.
You slide down very quickly, very
exactly.
Fast. Yeah. Notice here, Laura says, how to ski, not how to skiing.
Yeah, we're going to put this into the grammar section because ski and skiing can sometimes be a little bit difficult to figure out.
Mm-hmm, a little confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
So be sure to check that out.
Okay, now another thing here that is a little bit confusing for a language learner, especially one who doesn't really like winter sports, or maybe comes from a country where there is no winter. What is the difference between skiing and snowboarding?
Right, so very simply, you said skiing is on two sticks.
Right.
Well, snowboarding is on one bigger stick.
One bigger stick, right? On a board.
On a board, right. Yes, yeah. That's why it's called snowboarding.
And it's really funny because in Canada, a lot of young people love snowboarding.
Right, exactly. Right.
But like my parents love skiing.
Ah, yes. For me too. When I was really young, I learned how to ski.
Mm.
Then in middle school, I thought, well, skiing is not cool.
It's not cool.
So I learned how to snowboard at that time. But I think skiing is cool, actually.
It is pretty cool. I feel the same as Connor. Now, one thing, it doesn't really matter if you like skiing or if you like snowboarding.
Yeah.
You generally go to the same place to do it.
That's right. You go to a ski resort.
Okay. Are there snowboard resorts?
No, because maybe if snowboards were invented first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just called ski resort.
Right, so you can go snowboarding, you can go skiing, you can drink a lot.
Yeah,
Like snowboarding or skiing, you can just drink.
Yeah, and a resort is a place where you can relax.
Yeah, Disney World.
Yeah, yeah. There's lots of beach resorts in Mexico or in lots of hot countries.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A place where you can relax.
Yeah. And so at this resort, Laura is going to sign up for a few lessons.
Okay, so sign up. Mm-hmm. Basically means register.
Yeah, right. It's you say, okay, I will participate in this activity.
Right, but it just sounds a lot more natural,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to register for some ski lessons.
No, yeah, sign up is better. You can sign up to like a club, like a book club.
Right.
Not a nightclub. And usually there's a piece of paper. Well, these days it's all online.
Online.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, too, is if you have little kids, you might want to sign them up.
That's right. If you're using a pronoun, the pronoun must go in the middle.
Right. So you can sign up my friend Connor mm-hmm. for some Chinese lessons.
Yeah. Please sign me up.
Sign me up.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that kids love to do is skate.
Yes, they do. They really do. Mm-hmm. So skating, of course, is on ice.
Right. So these are not sticks. They're shoes with knives under them.
But just like skiing, it's really interesting that skate is a verb, mm-hmm. but it's also the thing you put on your foot.
Yeah, it's that shoe, basically.
It's the shoe, right? Yeah. So mm-hmm. you can buy some skates, mm-hmm. And then you can go skating.
That's right. And a lot of girls like to figure skate.
Yes.
A lot of men as well.
They do. Yes, mm-hmm. I think like Russian
That's
men.
Right.
Yes, manly men. Figure skating is basically you are trying to do very beautiful things while you skate.
Yeah, it looks pretty, right?
Right.
Yeah, you do lots of circles and you jump.
You jump in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of figure skating. My parents really like it.
Oh, okay. I don't like the skates because the skates are actually just a little bit different.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. true. It's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I am more used to are hockey skates.
Right, and that's what Bob learned to do first. He learned to play hockey.
Hockey.
Yeah, okay. And hockey, oh man, ho ho. This is Canada's, it's like our national sport, right?
It is, yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm. It's a game you actually carry a stick, and you have to hit a little ball. It's like not really a ball.
It's not, well, this is, I'm glad you said that, because in Chinese, actually, it is a ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we don't call it a ball. It's called a puck.
Right, a puck, yes. And you have to hit it into a net, just like soccer.
But
you don't use your feet, you use a stick.
Use a stick, a hockey stick.
Mm-hmm. So Bob is pretty talented. I mean, he can play hockey, he can skate, he can ski and snowboard.
Yes.
And that's because he's from Canada.
Yes.
And in Canada, we are serious about hockey.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well, some people are.
Some people. I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I don't really care less
about hockey. But there are lots of other things that I'm serious about, mm-hmm. which basically means things that I'm either interested in or really, really enjoy.
Yeah, you have a passion for these things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So since we're talking about, people from a certain country, mm-hmm. we could say that Canadians are serious about their hockey.
Yeah.
Americans are serious about their guns. what about Koreans?
Well, I think Koreans are serious about gaming, computer games.
Okay. And Chinese? What do you guys think? Serious about your noodles?
Ooh, yeah. I like noodles too. I'm serious about noodles.
Maybe we all are. Now, just keep one thing in mind here, guys. You could just say serious about hockey, serious mm-hmm. about guns. But we're adding in this extra word, right? You're serious about your hockey. They're serious about their noodles.
Mm-hmm,
it just kind of emphasizes.
Exactly, yeah, just an emphasis.
And I guess I did say serious about noodles, but I could also say Chinese people are serious about their ping pong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the national sport in China?
I don't know if there is a national sport. What do you guys, you can let us know. Is it the official national sport? Because hockey actually isn't our national sport.
Right. There's this other kind of similar game called lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
And that's the real official national sport.
Yeah, but if you asked like just a person on the street, mm-hmm. they would probably say it's hockey.
For sure, yeah. And that's what most of us care about. Yeah.
Yes. Now, one thing about Canada, of course, is we get a lot of snow. But that's not true everywhere, right?
That's right, yeah. In tropical countries, they probably get no snow, but in Shanghai, I guess maybe you get a little snow?
It's a little snow, right? Mm. Yeah, but the word we're using here is it's hardly any snow,
mm-hmm.
which means basically no snow.
Yeah, only just a little.
Yeah, almost never snows. Or when it does snow, the snow just melts very quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
In Canada, if it snows, the snow is going to stay on the ground.
It will stay, yeah. You can use hardly in a lot of ways.
Yes.
I hardly ate any breakfast, so I'm very hungry right now.
Yeah, or even just hardly ever, right? Mm-hmm. I hardly ever do something. Mm-hmm. Means I basically never do it.
And sometimes my students hardly understand me because I talk too fast.
Yes.
Yeah, so because there's hardly any snow in Shanghai, it's not really easy to pick up a sport.
So you're like picking up like a hockey team or you're picking up a...
Not really picking up. This is just learning a skill.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So when I was in Shanghai, I tried to pick up the local language, yeah. Shanghainese. Couldn't do it.
Too hard, yeah.
Too hard.
And the interesting thing about pickup is it's kind of like learning it naturally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
you, and quickly.
Yeah, I guess quickly. Yeah, quickly. That makes sense.
Like for me, I picked up Korean by having some Korean friends who didn't speak English with me.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
It is very helpful.
It is very helpful.
You know, yeah.
I hardly ever met a person like that in China. They wanted to speak English.
Oh, yeah. They are not common.
Is there anything else that you picked up while you were over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely picked up a few cooking skills, Korean cooking.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you want to know some Korean recipes, I can let you know.
Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. And it sounds like Laura also has another great opportunity.
Right. She's going to go to the ski resort and maybe pick up some new winter sport.
Yeah, hopefully. Now, Bob wants to know where the ski resort is.
Right, but he says it in this interesting way, whereabouts.
Whereabouts is the ski resort.
Right, and this is kind of, well, it's actually a noun. Whereabouts is just the place where something is.
Yeah, like the general area.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we don't need to know exactly where it is, just roughly.
Right, so Bob here is maybe... If you're looking at this from a grammar point of view, mm-hmm. it maybe sounds a little strange.
Yeah.
But actually, people really do say this.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to know exactly where it is. Oh, whereabouts is the library?
Yeah.
Oh, it's two blocks that way.
Whereabouts is the party?
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. And so whereabouts is the ski resort?
It sounds like it's in Hebei.
Oh, yes. And that's where the next Winter Olympics will be.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The Winter Olympics, also called the Winter Olympic Games. You guys know this one. Skiing, snowboarding, all of those athletes.
Right.
Going to this big competition.
Yeah, Olympics. So fun. I always hated the Olympics because they would... I couldn't watch my favorite TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
It would always be the Olympics.
They interrupted.
Oh, figure skating, yeah. Skiing. Ugh.
Oh, I know, yeah. I did like it a lot, and now I'm kind of like, I don't really care anymore. But it is... There are some good things about it. There's also some bad things about it.
Well, one thing that's always interesting is the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics. They always have very cool opening ceremonies.
Right.
So that's something that I always like to check out.
Oh, yeah. And that's what Bob needs to do as well. Check something out.
Right.
So that's just like getting more information or taking a look at something.
Yeah, just a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something you can check out. Well, before I buy something, I'll always like to check out a review.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is this a good product? Should I buy this?
Yeah, or sometimes you don't know what the price is for something.
Exactly, yeah.
Check that price out.
Yeah. So we can use checkout in a lot of ways. In this case, yeah, Bob is going to, you know, look at something or get some more information about it.
Right.
All right, well, why don't we check out that dialogue again?
Let's check it out.
Bob, do you know how to ski?
Yes, Laura. My parents used to take me skiing every winter. I also love snowboarding. What about you? Do you ski?
No, I've never tried, but I'm going to a ski resort over Chinese New Year. I think I'll sign up for a few lessons.
You should. It's such a great sport. Do you skate?
Very badly. But my daughter is learning figure skating. She loves it. Does it help to learn skiing if you know how to skate?
I think so. I learned how to skate first by playing hockey. I felt it was helpful.
Oh, that's right. You're from Canada. You guys are serious about your hockey.
Yeah, it's basically our national sport, like what ping pong means to China.
I grew up in Shanghai. We hardly get any snow, so there's very little chance to pick up any winter sport.
Now you have a great opportunity. By the way, whereabouts is the ski resort you're going to?
It's in Hebei. The next Winter Olympics will be held there.
Oh, that's right. I should check it out.
Okay, so we just listened to Bob and Laura talking about winter sports. Mr. Connor, I must ask, what kind of winter sports do you like?
Oh, there are too many. No. No, well, I lived very close to a mountain, to a ski resort, actually.
Right.
And so my family went skiing every weekend.
Okay.
I also learned to ski when I was young. Then I learned to snowboard. However, I don't skate very well.
Well, the thing is, I can skate. I can't stop.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, that's always the hard part.
Difficult
stopping.
To stop.
And all of those, because it's all so slippery.
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
A little bit dangerous.
Yeah, it is a little bit dangerous. Yeah. A little bit dangerous. The only other winter sport that I don't know if it's a sport, if
right.
It counts, but it's called tobogganing.
Tobogganing, yeah. When I was young, I was serious about tobogganing. That's when you sit on a sled.
Yes.
A wooden sled.
Yes, exactly. And the difference between that and, say, like a snowboard
mm-hmm.
is that you are on a snowboard by yourself and you're
right.
going down like a mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're tobogganing, it's probably a little hill.
Yeah, it's not very long.
And you're usually like there's two or three people mm-hmm. on the toboggan.
Yeah, and you're not going so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely safer. All right, guys. So what about you guys? Do you do any winter sports? Do you know how to ski or do you love snowboarding?
Yeah. Or is there really a winter where you are from?
Right. Yeah.
Perhaps some of you guys up there in the north, it's very similar to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But in the south, probably not a lot of skiing.
Right. Yeah. Canada is all cold, basically. Well, not really cold, but some places. Yeah. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing those comments and we'll talk to you later.
He sees the same old light is shining. Thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you.